BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The family of a slain elderly man whose body was discovered near a dam in Mtubatuba says they're living in fear. Mandlinkosi Ndzuza was killed by unknown suspects in the Ndoyana area last week. The 63-year-old has been laid to rest. His son, Xolani, says he's concerned about the rising levels of crime in the neighborhood, especially against the elderly. He says in another recent incident, an elderly woman was sexually assaulted before being killed. He's called for justice for victims.
We sincerely hope that those responsible for the crimes committed against the grandmother are found. But there's deep frustration because even when they are arrested, they are often released too soon. That's why some in the community feel that justice through the legal system isn't enough.
Police are investigating a case of murder. Meanwhile, in the south of Durban, police in Lamontville are searching for two men they believe can help solve a murder case. Melusi Ricardo Dramos and Tabani Gasa are known to be residents of the area. KZN SAPS spokesperson Carmen Reines explains.
On Sunday, the 22nd of June, a 27-year-old man was killed at the corner of Hull Drive and Kulu Street in Lamontville. It's alleged that the victim and his friends were standing along the road when suspects approached them and the victim was shot and killed. If anyone knows the whereabouts of these men, they are requested to contact the investigating officer, Detective Constable Govender, on 079-5000-163 or Captain Naidu on 082-411-6297.
The African Union has warned the continent is among the world's most vulnerable regions to climate change. It's as the joint second forum on climate services and space for early warning in Africa gets underway in Namibia. The forum's been set up to discuss policies aimed at climate risk management. Here's the AU's Moses Vilagadi.
According to the sixth assessment of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Africa's key development sectors are already experiencing widespread climate-induced losses, damages, and impacts, which include biodiversity loss, water shortages, reduced food production, loss of lives, and reduced economic growth.
And abroad, Russian drone attacks have killed three people in Ukraine's northeastern region of Sumy. It comes a day after Ukraine said Russia carried out dozens of drone and missile strikes on its territory, killing 10 people in Kyiv. Ukraine's president believes Russia could attack a NATO country within 5 years if member states don't move quickly to boost their defense spending. Allies will commit to a target of 5% of GDP on defense by 2035 at the organization's summit, which begins in The Hague today. But speaking through a translator, Volodymyr Zelensky says that timeline is too slow.
Starting from 2030, Putin can have significantly greater capabilities. Today, Ukraine is holding him up. He has no time to drill the army. And they are all getting annihilated and wiped out at the battlefield. And 10 years is a very long time. He will have a new army ready by then.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. The top story this hour, the family of a slain elderly man whose body was discovered near a dam in Mtubatuba says they're living in fear. Mandlinkosi Ndzuza was killed by unknown suspects in the Ndoyana area last week. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.